Affordable housing loan provider Avas Financiers Limited has signed an agreement with the Philippines-headquartered Asian Development Bank, ADB, for availing a loan of up to $60 million, about 450 crore at current exchange rate. The agreement with Avas marks ADB and SQO's second reported funding commitment this week. And NBSP. Earlier today, the multilateral lender announced a $100 million, around 753 crore, funding for the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund and SQO's Fund of Funds. In a statement, publicly listed Avas said that the funding will be used to provide housing finance to women in low-income communities either as primary borrowers or co-borrowers. ANLTQO, ADB and SQO's long-tenure funding in the current market environment will not only help us to cater to the large underserved affordable housing segment but also improve investor confidence in the affordable housing finance sector as a whole, ANLTQO, said Avas co-founder and chief financial officer Ghanshyam Rawat. Susan Olson, senior investment specialist, private sector operations department, ADB, said the funding would help to enable higher property ownership rates for women in lower income groups and lagging states. Founded by Chief Executive Sushil Agarwal, Avas was incorporated in 2011 as a wholly owned subsidiary of AU Small Finance Bank Limited. In 2016, AU Small Finance sold its stake in the housing finance provider to private equity investors Kedara Capital and Swiss investment firm Partners Group to comply with the Small Finance Bank guidelines. Avas says it currently has more than 7,000 crore in assets under management and 245 branches across 10 states in the country. In February, Kedara sold a part of its stake in the company. In May last year, World Bank and SQO's International Finance Corporation, IFC, offered to provide $50 million, around 351 crore, in debt funding to the lender. And NBSP. That was not the first time IFC had invested in Avas. In 2017, the institution invested $20 million, around 130 crore then, in the company. Avas made a weak stock market debut in October 2018. Its initial public offering had failed to achieve full subscription, in part due to weakening confidence in non-banking financial companies following infrastructure leasing and AMP Financial Services defaulting on its debt payments. However, shares have since recovered, with the stock ending 2.55% up on Monday at about 1,091 rupees apiece.